Hello, craft beer lovers. Welcome to the Hop and Barrel Happy Hour. I'm Justin.
I'm James.
And we're here tonight with the always influential Alyssa.
That's me.
And of course, we're always very excited to have producer Casey.
You know I try.
The Hop and Barrel Happy Hour is brought to you by the Blind Ninja Studios in the gorgeous River Falls, Wisconsin. Before we get started, we'd like to give a shout out to the Black Belt patrons. Andy Thompson, Bjorn Bjornsson, Brian Jones, Devin Stinson, Phil Felbin, and Hop and Barrel Brewing Company. You can support Blind Ninja Studios on Patreon at patreon.com/blindninjastudios or by following the patron link in the bottom of the blindninjastudios.com homepage. This is episode 28, which includes news and updates about Hop and Barrel Brewing for the month of September 2023. Let's start, like we always do, by cracking open a beer. Nice. So, James, what are we drinking tonight?
We are having our Oktoberfest, Marcin. Malty, earthy, smoothly drinkable.
I forgot my Lederhosen.
Me too.
I gotta say, I'm biased, but this is one of my favorite beers we make. Kind of a fun story about this one, actually, going back. Well, actually, I should probably describe the beer. This is a traditional Marzen style Oktoberfest versus a Fest beer, which, you know, Casey probably better to get into the details between the two, and he has on his podcast, which you should check out.
Yeah. It's, what's my podcast called?
Omberbound.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you got a bunch. I was assuming that was the one you were talking about. Yes.
I'll be right with you, sir.
Check it out on Homebrew Bound to learn more about the difference. But, ours, follows the Marzen style, and kind of a fun story about this. It was a very unintentional beer. I know last month we talked a little bit about Brewer Chad. I'm going to bring him up again. This was our first 6 months of being open, and we're sitting here middle of summer, and we were really IPA heavy at the time. We had like a red and a white, and there's just a crazy amount of IPAs on tap, and we were looking at all the ingredients for a Belgian IPA, which we still have not made to this day. And we're like, we should probably do an Oktoberfest this year. So we spent a couple hours looking at all these ingredients for a Belgian IPA and stole a couple things from elsewhere and threw together this Marzen recipe. And it may not be super traditional, but it's been phenomenal. And we've pretty much stuck to it since that first year. It's been a consistent grower for us, a great beer. It's done pretty well in some social media circles, too. It's just a really fun one. I can't wait for everyone to try it this year.
In a simple way, what separates a Marzen from a Belgian IPA? I had one of those. Oh. At Zymergy?
Oh, a lot.
Okay.
Mostly the yeast.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we did get...
And the hops.
Yeah.
And some of the malts.
The spelling. Okay.
The water profile.
Yeah. Pretty much every ingredient.
Okay. So what you're saying is...
We did not have a very traditional Belgian IPA planned, and okay. It was enough to get to a Maritzen, Marzen. We're all butchering the pronunciation here, but...
Speak for yourself.
Oh, ouch. It worked, and it's been something we're really proud of. In fact, we'll talk a little bit more how proud we are of this beer.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a big fan of all of ours. It's a brewer's favorite beer. We kind of joke and say this would be the beer we'd make all year round if we'd want people to be happy.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Which we don't.
Yeah. Want people to be happy or make the beer all year round? I mean, yeah. I guess it kind of matters what direction you're coming at that one from.
Take it as you wish.
Yeah. Now it's time for it. James asks a random beer question. So this month we were wondering, what is your favorite tap room and why? Outside of Hop and Barrel. Outside of Hop and Barrel.
St. Paul Brewing.
That was up there for me.
But okay, it's more their patio
exactly.
than it is their tap room.
For me, there is something that's very unique about that old building and getting away from...
And then you get your own space out there because it's all like sectioned off by like tables and groups and stuff like that. Probably my favorite patio.
It's up there. I also feel that there is like a... Not to say anything about the surrounding neighborhood, but it feels like an oasis or something very different.
You're in
from
a new
the
spot.
Exactly.
Yep.
I also love the historic aspect of the area.
I've got two, and it's hard. But the first one that came to my mind was bent paddle. I don't think there is a better definition of a destination brewery that their tap room incorporates their brand. I'm probably looking at this as like a brewery owner perspective, but like the way that tap room represents their brand, their distribution people, the people I know like who sell their beer or work for them, it just all comes together. I think that place is a really good example of how to tie it all together with your tap room.
I still haven't been there yet, but
it's gorgeous. And it was so different from their old one, which didn't embrace up north, and this is just excellent. So check it out yourself. There's a lot of pictures online, but if you get a chance to get to Duluth, that would be one. The other is also in Duluth, and it's probably just from years of going there and building relationships with people, so it's a little more personal, but Ficker's Brewhouse. I know it doesn't get a lot of talk in all the beer circles, but it's a long-time staple. I guess I shouldn't put it that way. That sounds weird. But they don't distribute, so you don't hear about them a lot. Mm-hmm. It's definitely kind of a food-first brew pub. But the last couple years, they have been really doing some amazing beers. The staff there is so awesome. They're so ingrained in the community. And it's just a really cool place to see travelers, locals, chefs, industry people all come together. So if you can get a seat at their very tiny little bar, you can just take place in these group conversations while the chefs are working and the bartender's there, and you can feel like you're part of that community. I've always really liked that place.
Next day off, field trip.
Yep.
Jesus.
Well, I'm gonna keep it local. I'm gonna throw a Pitchfork out there. That is, especially Old Pitchfork was my go-to tap room, and then they moved, and it's a little different, but it's still great. It's just not quite as intimate. If I'm looking for more of that intimate tap room, I head over to the Garage Bikes and Brews here in River Falls.
Oh, nice.
I spend a lot of time there, and also, like, when you get 5, 6, 7 beers deep, you can just go spend too much money on a bicycle, so...
Have you done that yet?
Twice.
And those are some nice bikes. I'm sorry?
I'm not. Like, I got two cool bikes. Like,
a couple great stories. Yeah. Actually, Pitchfork kind of brings up a cool memory. The first, I don't even remember how old he was, but my oldest son was barely walking, and we went to their Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah, out back behind...
Out back in the alley, yep. I don't remember the band. I don't remember much. I was homebrewing at this time, but I didn't really know a lot of the locals or what was going on.
Yeah, I was definitely there.
I'm sure we were there pretty early and stayed late, but I just remember him standing in front of a speaker, like, dancing.
Yep.
And it was before it got dark, but we had some food, hung out there a while, and I still remember that. That was one of the first... Really, I think that was the first local beer scene we went to with any kids or anything like that. And that was kind of a cool core memory that pops up anytime I hear Pitchfork.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Love that. So, moving on to distribution news for the month of September. Kind of a little ahead on this one, but announcing here first, we're doing a full label refresh of all of the core beers on the rotators. Now, I say refresh.
I don't like change.
I say refresh because we're not changing any main icon. We're not changing any names. There might be one little rebrand, but it would be one of those retired things coming back. But the main four, your Crooked, Minnesconsin, Zorro, Hazy Valley, aren't changing. We're just adding a little fade to the color to make it not just one blank color, and then... Frankly, we're removing the copy and putting on a second icon, kind of a variation of the first. But the main icon's staying the same. The names are the same. If you know, people who followed us for a while probably noticed we've been putting a banner version of our logo on versus a repeating one. We're getting that on Crooked in Minnesconsin finally. So it's really just bringing all the labels together, doing a little bit of variety with the color, and also quietly unifying the UPCs for bigger corporate accounts. So it's a little bit of growing up. It's a little bit of just kind of a new makeup on the can and a little more playing with art versus words.
And it really feels more like streamlining and keeping everything more cohesive, even though it's the same artist, it's making it more unified across.
Yeah, Julie will get a chance to kind of take a stab at a couple icons from the first brands that she didn't do, so it'll be neat to see her touch on them. Yeah. I think the only one that's really going to be the biggest variation I'm excited for will be Oktoberfest, mm-hmm. which won't be this year. Yeah. That will be the biggest change in that we're going to be bringing Brumhilde? Why am I blanking on what we called the...
Works for me.
We had a different name for every one of the Brew Like a Girl.
Oh, yeah.
But the one with the skull on her head, I can't remember what we called it.
Maiden Maybach.
Yes.
One. Yeah.
But we'll be giving kind of an equal icon between the Hop Kaiser and her
yeah.
and splitting the can 50-50. So that one will be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So expect to see those October, late October, early November. We'll be canning them earlier, but you'll start seeing them on shelves then with a little new color variation and some fresh looks. As far as events for the month of September, a lot of Oktoberfest going on around the area. We'll have our taproom stuff you hear about a bit later, and then, of course, Hudson's Homegrown Music Fest is on September 9th. We are a sponsor this year. Our beer will be available. We'll have our name on a few things. It'll be a great place to check out Firewater again and a bunch of local artists. It's now in Bayfront Park. Check it out. It's September 9th. And of course, I'm sure Casey can talk a bit more about this, but River Falls Beer and Bacon Fest is on 9/16. Or he doesn't. I just figured he loves River Falls so much.
I mean, yeah, but I also love bacon, but I miss this one.
Oh, well, River Falls Beer and Bacon Fest.
Educate me.
September 16th, there's beer and bacon.
I need more information.
Wait, so it's beer and bacon.
It's beer. Hang on. It's beer.
Okay, I got that part.
Hang on. Let me write this down.
Bacon.
Okay.
And it's a fest.
Yes, and it's a festival.
Oh, okay. In September.
That's it.
In River Falls.
In River Falls. Okay.
What more could you need?
Beer.
And bacon.
I think we got that, right?
That was covered.
Is that pretty clear?
I think we got it.
I made notes.
Okay.
I'm winging it.
Yeah. I do not think there is a more aptly named festival.
I mean, the cheese curd one is pretty
true.
Like...
That's pretty clear, but I will say I did go to the Beer and Bacon Fest last year, and you don't even have to know what's going on. You can walk within a couple blocks of it, and the smell alone...
Yeah.
We'll let you know that there's bacon.
Yeah, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean
no,
that in a very good way.
That's the best way possible.
River Falls reeks like bacon for 2 weeks
and
after.
Beer. That's the place to be.
So we've got a little tie-in with the distribution news coming up that James is going to talk about, but do we have some tales from the tap room?
Yeah, we sure do. So when I'm not... influencing people to drink beer one post at a time, I'm working the tap room, so I have quite the tales.
That is very influential work.
That is. All right, so this one, we got to have a little backstory before we get to the story. So Gavin, our old tap room
isn't
manager,
that the definition of backstory?
A backstory before the backstory.
A pre-backstory.
Okay. Yep. So Gavin, our previous tap room manager before James, used to be a camp counselor. We can all see it now. Yep. Yeah. Anyways, I don't know how it came to be, but he said he was taking his kids to lunch. One of them put a stick down on the bench and said, "Gavin, sit on it. Try it, Gavin." So "try it, Gavin" became the phrase. All right. God damn it.
You gotta try it once.
How did I not know about this till this very moment?
So then...
None of those parents know about it either, so...
Oh, God.
I was working with Gavin one shift, and this was well after he told me the try it Gavin story. And our nitro line kicked. It was Hudson Hayes, and we were putting on Blood Orange.
The nitro line?
Yep.
Jesus.
So whenever, one of our lines kick and we switch it over to another beer, we have to pour like a pitcher out to get everything out of the line. So in this pitcher, it's half Hudson Hayes, half Blood Orange, which is a sour.
On nitro.
And his friends look at him and was like, "Gavin, if you drink that entire pitcher in 10 minutes, we will put $50 in your tip jar."
Not worth it.
And Gavin was working with me, let me tell you. So then Gavin did it. 10 minutes, drank a hazy IPA mixed with a sour. And that, let me tell you, that was the best $25 I've ever made in my entire life. Because it went straight into the dip jar.
Wow. Wait, so you were egging this on. No.
I was Gavin's biggest fan that night. I was like,
of course.
Gavin, you got this. I have video proof if I ever need to post it. And then Gavin's like shivering, grabbing his jacket. I was like, oh no, we killed Gavin.
Wait, I'm sorry. Gavin was shivering?
Yeah.
Did he not have sleeves?
He had sleeves on.
What?
Yeah.
Was this before the allergy commenced?
His allergy to sleeves.
Yeah.
I think it was like while he was getting into
was
that.
Was this
sleeveless...
the process?
Yeah, it was. It was in
this
the process.
Was his superhero.
You made him allergic.
This was
to
his
sleeves.
Origin
yeah,
story.
It. Yep. This is when he became a superhero.
Try it, Gavin.
Try it, Gavin. Then Gavin looks at me and is like, well, I'm drunk as shit. You're going to have to finish the last 15 minutes of the shift. And I was like, deal. You know what?
It's
I made $25
really,
off
really
it.
Great hearing all this.
I was like, you know, I made $25
HR,
off it.
Jesus Christ. I missed the nose touch. I'm HR now, too. He'll be getting a letter.
Anyways, yep, 15 minutes. I was like, all right, $25. I can do the last 15 minutes. You know, that's no problem. Gavin, you just shiver in the corner. And then he looks at me after he's over his cold phase and is like, well, we got to go out after this. And I was like, well, damn it. I made $25 off of you. And I can't waste your drunk because of this. So then we all went out. And Gavin was not the only one drunk that night.
Wow. I can't waste your drunk because of this is a pretty good quote.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did that. I cheered him on, and then I had to be that, his like support system for the rest of the night.
Do you still have that beer and bacon note-taking apparatus?
Yeah.
Write that quote down.
Got it.
Thank you.
Casey, I don't know if you know this, but some angels fly too closely to the sun.
Gavin is one of
Gavin
them.
Gavin is one of those angels.
Yeah, some stars I heard something about Icarus or something.
Like. Yeah. Actually kind of looks like most that's, depictions of Icarus.
That's Gavin.
Yeah.
That's Gavin.
Just cut.
Does that make you Daedalus? Or?
You can't describe Gavin. You just have to meet him.
He's just wonderful. And on that note, we are launching the Hop and Barrel Fantasy Football League. It is a guillotine-style fantasy football league where last place gets eliminated every week. It's free to play. Winners will receive a Hop and Barrel drinking team jersey. Space is limited, and our draft party is going to be Sunday, September 3rd. So please sign up as soon as possible in the tap room or email me at james@hopandbarrelbrewing.com. Beyond that, we will be attending and competing in the Great American Beer Festival in Denver, Colorado. We are enthused to soak up all of the ideas, the brews, everything that this opportunity has to offer, and we will be putting up 7 beers to contest. Justin, would you like to tell us more about these beers?
Oh, yes. So as we were talking, Oktoberfest is going to be in the contest this year. We're also going to be submitting Zorro, which we talked about last month, Minnesconsin, and then Ode to Stretchy Pants, which was our coffee beer we did
coffee
with
blood, yep.
Ember and Beam. Death is Just a Pause, which is the beer we did for Pride Month in the herbal category. Admittedly, very a little less competitive category, but this is a really unique beer that I'm excited about. And then 2 new ones we're actually making just for the contest. A Sati, we're calling Corpy.
Where are you getting your sticks?
That's private.
We're working on it.
That's the big thing. And then Yeah, well, and then are you boiling it or are you doing a real sati?
We're attempting to do a real sati on the small system.
ABV?
I gotta look at the recipe. I should know it off the top of
my head. Yeah, I mean, you
should. There's a recipe. I don't know off the top of my head. It's low. I think it was like 4.
Because like a sati should be like, you should be close to like 10.
Okay, then I am way off and do not take what I'm saying right.
Hey, don't tell him how to sati, okay?
I'm sorry. I started the whole sati boom. It was a whole thing.
I am sati.
So here's how it went down. We're putting the beers in, and I kind of dictated 5 of them from a distribution / these ones could be good competitors, and then the other 2 I let the brewers just have. Nathan and Lillian came up with Corpy, the saute. Haven't really looked at the recipe.
Poor bastards.
And then the other one, the name alone has me excited. Love Eruption. It's
that was just exciting.
I know.
So excited.
It's a honey beer, which we've done a number of honey beers. We've done a lot of different things with honey as you know, backing, almost near braggot levels. This was kind of Ashley's project. I guess the name is more funny when when you put in context of the story, if anyone was there, we're trying to come up with a name. Because we had to get a name to enter.
Is this another tale?
Well, it's mini tale. So we had
tiny
the recipe. Tail. It's a nice honey.
Residual, if you will.
Yeah. It's a variation of a honey lager we did a few months ago. We're just beefing up the honey a little bit more. And we're trying to come up with a name. Nothing's sticking. We had to have a name to get it submitted. So Ashley's like, I'm going to call my husband. He's good with coming up with names for these. And he made some joke because he was drinking a coffee and it was Eruption or something. And he basically, as a joke, said, like, love Eruption. And then he's like, oh, God, no, we can't call it that. And they're like, nope, done, sealed. That's the beer name. And that stuck.
And essentially, so if and when there is an award given out, they will have to declare Love Eruption the winner.
Yeah. I mean, it's a long stretch, but there is that. That would be pretty funny to hear.
Yeah. It would be hilarious.
Yes. So, yeah, we have 7 beers that will be in the contest at the end of the month. So I know we're talking about September, but we can't give you much more detail on it. So check back next month.
We'll circle back.
We're hoping to be able to get a little content down there besides just social media. Maybe record a little. We'll talk about that later and see if it's possible. Yeah. But
besides the best video montage you're about to see in your life.
You're really building this up.
It'll
only be half blurry.
It's going to be...
It depends on the time of the day.
Yeah.
We are also taking 7 people there for 3.5 days, so this is going to be a thing.
Hence the greatest montage.
It's going to be great.
Yep.
Not as great as the sauce cup holder, but it's
1A
and
1B.
It has been such a huge hit at this point.
No kidding. And for our events throughout the month, every Monday we host Red River Fencing at 6:30 on Mondays. Every Wednesday, we have trivia at 6. Every Thursday is game night. On the first and third Thursdays, we have pinball. Thirsty Tourney is going to be the second Thursday of the month. Sometimes it's going to be cribbage, chess, jackbox. We always announce that the week of the events. And then Dungeons & Dragons night on the fourth Thursday of the month. And every Friday from 6 to 8, we have live music. This month, we're going to be featuring Justin Bartz, Sarah V, Oatmeal, and then a duel of Garrett V, Zeb.
I cannot wait for that.
That's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
I really hope there's going to be some bloodshed, but...
I mean, I'm not going to say anything like I know, but I would probably expect... If you get 2 of the Firewater guys together, like, another will probably show up, and you never know what you're going to get. Like, that's going to be a fun show.
Is it going to be like a Highlander situation? Like, there can only be one?
Yeah, it is.
So they're not going to all just play together? They're going to battle for it?
Oh, yeah. They will not play together when it's... No. No. They will fight.
Who do you think's going to win?
The fans. The fans.
Oh! Far distance high five!
Well done.
Yeah.
Special events throughout the month. Saturday the 2nd is the return of Ratterday. It's going to be open mic night at 6, Murray movie night at 8. You can come in, share your music, your talents, your order skills. We will also be showing Groundhog Day. So please sign up at the tap room or email me, james@hopandbarrelbrewing.com. Thursday the 28th is National Drink Beer Day. It'll be deals on merchandise. The more beer you buy, the more merchandise you'll get. And then Saturday the 30th is our final Rock the Lot of the Year. Again, featuring Olive Foods Catering Company. There will be a beer choir at 1 o'clock, leading tavern sing-alongs, a lot of fun. And then Oatmeal Band and Nectarius will be the bands for the night. Olive, again, will be serving brioche sandwiches, pimento cheese, shrimp salad, and Dewey sausage in separate sandwiches, not all at once. And then Oatmeal plays at 4 o'clock, a trio mixing acoustic and electric instrumentation. Covers, originals, leaning on several genres, and a focus on providing an interactive experience with the crowd. and Nectarius at 6. They're kind of a bluesy hard rock band from Minneapolis. Personally, I think it sounds like a mix of Jack White, Black Keys, Zeppelin. It's going to be a really fun way to end the concert series. And I am very excited for this.
Oh! Everybody drink.
Are we going to tell anyone why we've been saying the damn word excited for
it's
2 months?
It's because James gets super excited about the word excited.
There are a lot of things that I have been enthralled and enthused
it's an
by.
Exciting word.
He bought a synonym. Or a,
oh, I bought, a I bought, Jeez,
he bought a whole
cinnamon
synonyms. Toast crunch over that. Like,
yep.
I ruined it.
Just for the word excited.
Yep.
Thesaurus is the word I was looking
yep.
for.
There you go.
Yeah, thank
but a
you.
Whole
thank
synonym.
We did it.
We made it. Through another episode. We're all good. Awesome, guys. Thank you. Cheers to all of our listeners for putting up with our bullshit. You can find our beer throughout the St. Croix Valley and about half of Wisconsin, from La Crosse to Eau Claire to Wausau and everywhere north of these cities, all the way to the beautiful Lake Superior. We're also in Minnesota, just across the river, in Duluth, St. Cloud, and Rochester. If your local establishment doesn't have our beer on tap or on the shelf, please ask them. Thanks for tuning in this month. If you have any questions, comments, or things for the good of the group, hit us up on Facebook at Hop and Barrel Brewing, Instagram at Hop and Barrel, TikTok at Hop and Barrel, Threads, Hop and Barrel, and you can also send a message to feedback@blindninjastudios.com. We'll catch you next month. Take care, everybody.